You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. This morning, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that the Trump administration will, quote, wind down President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Joining me now is Natalie Bertrand, a Columbus resident who uses the program. Good afternoon, Natalie.
Hi, good afternoon.
Before we talk about today's news, give us a brief overview of how you came to the U.S. and how you came to participate in DACA.
Well, like many DACA recipients, I came to the U.S. When my parents decided to move here, and I was 9 years old at the time. So I really didn't have a decision I didn't have a voice in that decision. But it really did change my life, and I feel like it has given me all the opportunities that I wouldn't be able to have had we stayed in my country of residence, which is Peru. So once DACA came out, I was able to finish my education and know that I was able to pursue a job in my field. So I'm an engineer now at an automotive company here in Ohio.
Given today's news, what will happen now for you?
So right now, there's an uncertainty. I'm not exactly sure what would happen, but there's many questions as to my financial status and stability. So I have a 401k, which I don't know what would happen. I'm not sure what would happen with my job either. So I have to go ahead and kind of prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. Just recently renewed my permit, so I have 2 years to kind of sort everything out. But I know that many people are not as lucky as myself, and they're facing deportation as early as next year.
Because of DACA, you registered in a way. The government now knows that you came here without documentation, and they know where you are. Now that the program's going to wind down and that you will lose this protection in the next 2 years, do you regret taking a part of it?
I don't. So without DACA, I would have never been able to have a job and to have work experience. I would have never been able to have a savings and have a retirement account. And I would still be living in the shadows like many undocumented immigrants in the United States live every day. So it has given me the ability to do a lot for myself. And without that opportunity given by President Obama, I would probably not be here today.
Almost 2 million young immigrants were eligible for this program. Nearly 800,000 across the country took part. In Ohio, 13,000 were eligible. About 5,000 took part. That's allowed them to be on the books, as you've mentioned. Go to college, participate in the workforce, get a 401k like you have. What type of impact do you think that this wind down will have on the country?
Well, I think it will be a huge financial impact. So a lot of people think that we are taking jobs and that we're taking people's money, but we are actually contributing and giving jobs and creating jobs and giving out financial help to the country. We give taxes every single day. So I think there's going to be a big financial impact, and communities are going to be torn apart and families are going to be torn apart. So there's a big ripple effect going on. That's going to happen.
Natalie Bertrand, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.